I met Josh through Aaron, actually, because those two had been friends since, what, high school? Younger?
I mean,
middle school, I think. I think we originally met through church.
Well, also, yeah, we knew each other at church, I mean, since kindergarten.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
Well, you went to school with me in kindergarten, mm-hmm. then left, like, I don't know, you just left.
I left.
You packed your bags and went on the journey.
Yeah.
Thought you were Bilbo Baggins.
Thought you spot the height.
Well, unfortunately, we do not have Mr. Josh Brewer with us. He is actually doing his taxes today. So,
taxes.
You know, that's so much more fun than hanging out with us, apparently. And how sad is that when taxes are more fun than that?
Shows you how boring we are.
Yeah, I know. Regardless of the fact, welcome to another episode of Use Your Words Podcast, where you heard both my voice and my name is Paul, obviously, and one Mr. Aaron Johnson, because yep, Mr. Yep, Aaron yep. just likes to sit here and talk and jibber-jab and chat and, you know, just think.
Just
oh, wait. Everything except for the last one.
Yeah, I just okay. like to hear my voice.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's why I talk.
So this week, we're talking about the wonderful, the wonderfulness that is Texas. And, you know, I definitely enjoyed our time down in Texas when we were down in Dallas. Dude,
I want to go back so bad.
Oh, I know. Me too. But I do not want to go right now during this ice storm.
No. I don't even know how far south this has reached.
Well, it's down in Austin at least. So
yeah, it's...
So it's pretty bad it's down there. So if you're not familiar with what's going on right now, this is the date that we're recording. This is 2/21/2021. At this time, Texas is in a state of, it's in a state of deep freeze, honestly. It got hit pretty hard by a winter storm. And for southern states, that is devastating. I remember when I grew up in North Carolina, the first, five or so years of my life, if we got a couple flurries, everything closed. It was horrible. Just flurries, and everyone's like, oh, I can't drive in it. You know, it's right. like, imagine it this way. You know, when it snows for the first time here, how people freak out a little bit and they forget how to drive a little bit.
Yeah.
Except it's like that, but worse down south, because they're not used to seeing it.
Right.
And what was great, my mom's from Wisconsin, and my dad's from Pennsylvania. So both of them were like, doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot, let's drive. It was like, oh, you're going to die. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Hi, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
You know, of course, this is the same couple that decided, when a hurricane hit, to drive inland for the night to avoid the hurricane. And then the next day, it was like, okay, let's drive back home. And we drove right through the center of the hurricane.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's like, wait, what? Why did... But as we've gone on, we've seen all these people like, oh, look, the Southerners are complaining about a little bit of snow. What they don't realize half the time is that these places are not... They're not built for
they're not prepared for anything like this. Because I was watching seeing some footage of Texas and stuff like that. I was like looking, it's like they don't really have that much snow. Like it's not that bad, but it's because I mean you look at our front door, we've got pretty much 2 to 3 feet of snow just sitting outside our house. But yeah, looking out there, I mean, it looks like they definitely have some snow, but
right.
It's not.
Well, and see, what we're seeing on the news
mm-hmm.
is one thing, but there are certain areas of the state where the freeways, the interstates are closed due to ice.
Oh, well, yeah, true. And there's, they don't have the salt trucks.
They don't have the salt trucks. They don't have the plows. They don't have anything because this happens maybe once every 20, 30 years down in their area. This isn't something that happened all the time.
No.
You know, if this was a report about Wisconsin or Minnesota or Canada or something like that, it'd be like, come on.
Yeah, give us more.
Man up, be okay, you know. Uh-huh. Oh no, you got 10 feet of snow in one night. You'll live. Go out and grill.
Exactly. Yeah, and I don't, I'm sure I've already mentioned this on the podcast, but like with the whole, like our work will never be given like a snow day or a cold day anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, cold day because of me.
Yeah. And we know that.
Yeah. But even like, I think, the one, like one of the bosses there or whatever, he's, I mean, he's been there since like pretty much the beginning of the company. And that's like 20 years old or so. He said they've had like maybe, I mean, you can count on your hand how many snow days they've had within those past, like within all the years. So it's like, we don't take snow days.
Right.
At our place. And neither cold days anymore, thanks to me.
For those of you unfamiliar with what happened, we had record-setting cold, and Aaron decided to go somewhere in shorts, and there was a picture about it, and, well. Yeah, and
boss is friends with the pastor and saw that. See, now he still thinks, my boss still thinks that I was downtown walking around, just being outside, which I was not. I was not outside for more than a minute
that,
at a time.
That is true. You were not like sitting out there.
I wasn't lollygagging around having fun outside.
Oh, that's a fun word. Let's make that our word.
Lollygagging. I don't know. It's funny. I was walking into the hospital to pay bills for my surgery or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, he sees me walking. And he's like, hey, made a comment about me being in the shorts. He's like, you know, it's like us, like, you know, people from the north or whatever, you know, it's like northerners, like, this ain't nothing to us. It's like, I'll get people like saying, like, how can you be in shorts right now in this cold temperature? It's like, this is great. This is comfy. And I mean, compared to like the people down south, it hits like 60 degrees and they're like, oh, this is bad. But I've been yelled at also by. Mainly as this like one older lady, I was walking into a grocery store. She saw me in my shorts and she yelled at me. And she says, you need to put pants on tomorrow. And I was like, I laughed at her. Like, not at her. I just laughed about it. And I was like, wait, was she like being like super serious or was she kind of like joking about it? But I mean, yeah, cold to hear. I don't know what I would ask you. What is cold? And like, at what point do you need to wear pants and put a jacket on and stuff like that? But
I pretty much wear pants year round. So. Yeah.
So I was going to say there's no real.
But, you know, I'm going to guess most people are like, hey, once it goes below like 50, probably put some pants on. And once it goes, you know, like 40s or below, you probably have, well, even 60s, some people like a light coat on. And then.
Oh, yeah. I'll have like a hoodie and stuff like that when it gets down to like 50s.
Just wait till your legs get skinnier.
Oh, I know.
Then you won't have any insulation.
Once I lose that natural insulation on my body, if that ever happens,
yep.
Then I'll get colder much quicker.
But so, you know, up here we're used to this cold thing, and our power grid is kind of built for it, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
And down in Texas, you know, they lost, a lot of Texans lost power for 48 plus hours.
Yeah. How many people have like passed away in this too?
Yeah. I do not know that off the top of my head, but they said that they were seconds and or minutes away from having blackouts for months if they didn't cut the power and the Texas power grid.
What?
So it was very fragile, okay, when they hit. It was, like I said, wasn't prepared for this much coldness to hit all at once. And what happens when it hit this cold, a lot of people started, you know, using a lot more energy to heat their houses, you know, via like electric heaters or their house heaters and all that. So this went up, but their ability to generate power went down because their wind turbines, which generate like 22 or 23% of their electricity for the grid, they froze. So demand up, production down. They said if they didn't cut and do like the rolling blackouts like they've been doing, they potentially could have lost the grid and will have taken a few months potentially to come back up to full capacity.
Oh, man.
So that would have been extremely bad if they didn't do what they did when they did it at the time.
Right.
And what was, I guess you could say, funny is watching is, you know, you put up these windmills. It's like, oh, look. Windmills, clean energy, 22-23, and they didn't pay for the winterization package.
Well, yeah,
which again, you never think of that.
Yeah, you wouldn't think about needing that. But then all, I mean, gosh, think of all, well, what they also, I mean, had their, all their pipes froze, and a lot of places pipes are frozen. So like no running water and stuff like that.
Yep.
And man, what was the guy Mike Rowe or whatever? He was on some news thing, whatever, talking about for plumbers and stuff like that. That's going to be their hot spot to go to next for in Texas to start helping with all the plumbing issues they're going to be having.
Oh yeah.
After it all gets turns around and warms up again and whatnot, it's going to be a mess down in Texas.
Yeah, and people got they got creative on how to heat their houses down there. So there was one man, he has a F-150, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how some of them you could have outlets in the back of the truck, in the bed of the truck? So he has an outlet that he run an extension
cord.
he ran an extension cord into his house and then essentially used that to like warm up water through like a coffee pot and that to try to keep his house somewhat warm.
Wow.
You know, but he was at least able to keep it somewhat warm. You had people, old couples, dying and holding each other, freezing to death.
Yeah.
Now, they've only attributed 10 deaths.
Really?
That I found.
Oh, okay. I haven't read too far into it, but it's the Texas Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
.org saying dozens of deaths have been tied to this week's storm.
So the article I might have might be a little bit older.
This was from 2 days ago.
Actually, this one's from today. Okay.
So
this morning, as of this morning, I found an updated article.
Cool.
There are a total of 69 deaths.
69?
Deaths. 44 hours of freezing, $18 billion in damage. Of this morning.
Oh, man. I mean, it's literally hit, like, the whole state of Texas.
Yeah. So, they have about 4.3 million people who had power outages during this time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, this power grid, ERCOT, they operate power for about 90% of the state of Texas. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they're going to have to probably bolster some of their stuff so that way it's a little more resilient. Maybe come up to Wisconsin, learn how we do some of the stuff and everything. And
right.
Maybe, I don't know, have some backup generators in case your, you know, wind goes out.
Right. Kohler, they can talk to Kohler. They make generators.
Well, it was interesting. I shouldn't say interesting. It was entertaining watching. So in order to get these wind turbines running again, they had to take a helicopter, have it fly up in the air, and then spray the propellers of the turbines with this fossil fuel-based de-icer.
Fossil fuels.
You know, so they got these windmills to try to get off some fossil fuels, which fine, whatever, you know, whatever
floats your boat. And
they have to use fossil fuels to de-ice it to be able to.
Yeah.
But they have to bring it up in a helicopter first to de-ice it.
Yeah. So all the more worse for the environment.
And so, well, no. And to be fair, those turbines, making turbines is actually a very pollutive process.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Absolutely.
So.
And making, like, all those solar panel things, it's harsh.
So, it's I get it. The green energy, we have to do something because there's only a finite amount of fossil fuels.
This is true.
So, something does have to be done. I will give you that. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we look at something that doesn't rely on, wind. Solar. You know, we use that to supplement.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I am all for it. But maybe we do something like, I don't know. Nuclear.
That is an option. Well, ish. Yeah.
It is.
It is an option. But
people are scared of it.
Yeah.
And because I think of old school nuclear reactors that had issues. Newer ones don't have as big of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not
issues gonna, are going to happen, but
we're not going to have a Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Essentially is what I'm getting at. So you have, unfortunately, people freezing to death down in Texas.
Yeah.
It's bad. I feel bad for those people because they're not expecting it.
No.
It's just like, wow. But you have all that going on, and then you have the mob. Oh, the mob. How I love the mob.
I don't think you... you prove it to me, Paul. Prove it to me.
So, okay. I agree on this one. The optics of this are bad. But really? We're going to get outraged over this and not over other things. So... like I said, optics of this are bad. Cruz decided to go down to Cancun. Ted Cruz. Because, well, why not?
Well, I guess, granted, this is how, from what, how I heard the story, was that his girls wanted to go some, I mean, they didn't, weren't going to have school for the week.
Yep.
Because, I mean, it kind of closed down. They wanted to go somewhere warm. So Ted took them. Did a couple of their friends go?
I don't know.
I can't remember if the couple of the like girls' friends came with them or whatnot. But yeah, went down to Cancun or wherever, and then from what Cruz said on his behalf, or like for what he said in this, I guess interview, whatever. He was saying like the moment he got on the plane and was going down, he had second thoughts right away. Because originally he was going to stay down there with the family.
Right.
But he had second thoughts as immediately as he got on the plane. He said, I need to go back home and be in Texas with the people, kind of thing. So once he got there, he flew back to the good old state of Texas. But yeah, I don't know. Go on and what else? What, I mean, the people are probably outraged that, well, people obviously were outraged at the fact that he just went down to Cancun and took his family down there, which I personally don't think there's much of a big deal with that, but.
I'll be honest. If I was down there in Texas and, and you know, I'm not used to the freezing and all of a sudden that happens and I had the wherewithal and the money to be able to do that, I'd be like, let's go to Cancun.
Right.
You know, but, let's go somewhere place warm. Okay, yeah, the optics of it look bad. You know, your constituents are in a tough spot. But to be honest.
Yeah.
What can Cruz do there at home that he can't do down in Cancun? In fact, he could probably do more in Cancun because he probably has power down there to make calls and to do video calls and to call up legislature and be like, hey, I'm going to need you to, you know, I don't know, bring water down to Texas for people because there are still a lot of people without clean running water.
Yeah, and I did see, because I mean, when he was on in these interviews, I mean, I believe he was doing it from his home at that point, which he had power again. So it's like he's got power again, as far as I know. I mean, I guess like the thing is I don't understand yet why people are giving him such a hard time, especially since he just left his daughters and I'm guessing wife, I don't know, down there. It's like, at what point can he, I guess, I don't know. I think the one that I saw him, it was on, was it Sean Hannity or whatever? And one comment that he had made was like, he's like, you can still be a father to your kids and do something like that. And you shouldn't have to get ridiculed for doing that. It's like, your daughters ask you if you go somewhere warmer and you're like, you know what? Yeah, we can do that. So we'll do that.
Yeah. At some point you have to say, hey, you have to balance out being a parent and a lawmaker.
Yeah.
Which one's going to be more impactful, more important in the long run? Being a parent.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, your job is your job. Your family is your family. Mm-hmm. In the end, the family is the most important thing. So the people who are going, he should resign because I don't like him. He's a meanie.
Yeah.
You know what? They can go suck a lemon.
Yeah. Well, basically doing worse anyways.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. Let's look at all that's going on in the U.S. and you're just telling me. You know, we won't even get into like the whole AOC and the Capitol Hill protest thing. And
oh, gosh.
And her milking it for fame, even though there's kind of been contradictory evidence coming out against her. But
yeah,
whatever on that one. But yeah, so Cruz, according, and I hate this, okay? So this is a form, I think, of it's okay if it makes your opponent in the, you know, makes your opponent look bad, but it's bad if it makes me look bad. So, you know, every time there's a story, they're like an insider familiar with the situation or insider with the whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, like in this case, they say an airline industry source. They don't name them. They just say an unknown airline industry source. And they say, they said this. And they can report that as fact. But because it's against Cruz and they don't like Cruz, okay, fine, cool. But if you take that same source, the same story, and replace AOC instead of it, because okay. They like AOC, we it's need not. To know the name of the source to make sure it's credible. Hello, what now?
Yeah.
You what now in the what now with the what now?
You can't expect.
Yeah, because apparently when he went down, he was expecting to return Saturday, but after the backlash, he instead decided to return on Thursday, and they quoted the airline industry source as saying, oh, this is when he changed his plane reservation. Apparently the rest of his family came back yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, they still get to enjoy probably the cold that is here, so.
Yeah. And he did say in his statement that originally when he went down, he was planning on working from the place. And yeah, he just decided.
It's not like he wasn't going to work anymore, but.
Just decided, hey, I need to come back.
Be home.
Which, again, to be fair, you can only do so much as a politician. Sometimes you just got to let the rest of people do their job. Get out of the way and let them do their work. Mm-hmm. Get out of the way. Let the technicians fix the electrical grid, fix the water, fix everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, okay, what do you need me to do? Get stuff out of the way. Let me move regulation out of the way. Which, of course, government doesn't move regulation ever. Ever. Mm-hmm. But so you have all this happening. And you know who the number one person getting praise is for this? Out of this whole ordeal?
I don't want to know.
Oh, you know them. AOC.
Of course.
So, do you know why she's getting praise?
I have heard AOC's name being mentioned in this stuff. I can't think of why. Did she go back down there?
She went down to Texas, and she volunteered in a food bank.
Yeah.
And she also raised 3.2 to 4 million. The figure keeps changing, and obviously it's going to change over time. Last I read was about 3.2 million for Texas families.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
But she's like,
that's a great thing.
But she's always like, look, I'm down in Texas. I'm giving out water and food, and look at me.
Yeah, it's all self-glorification.
You have no idea how true that is, because on her... on her, even on her Twitter page, she's like, make sure you take photos and keep all receipts, document everything. As then it's showing her hauling food to a person's car. Look at me.
I'm so glad you can just help out. So I wish some people would be.
Honestly, I wish you would work and help.
Instead and not of worrying post about it. Making it about yourself.
Because you know what? And this is another conversation that we're having is, you know, people will see you when you're doing work for the real thing, the real cause. But if you're working only to showboat for the Instagram and the likes, yeah, thank you for doing the work. But eventually it's going to just be fruitless. It's going to be worthless.
Yeah.
And then people go, but I liked her. She worked at a food bank. She's just like me. AOC is like me, but in heels.
I don't know. I guess who's a person you'd rather work with or be involved with? Would you rather have someone that's like always like drawing the attention to themselves? Like, oh, look at all the good I've done. Or would you rather be someone that is doing good, but isn't doing it for the sole purpose of bringing themselves, I guess, like a glory kind of thing. Because, I mean, they're full of themselves.
And to be fair, all of us, when left our own devices, will be full of ourselves as well.
Correct. Yeah.
So you got all that going on. I was just like, well, thank you, AOC, for
raising money, doing work. That's cool.
You don't need
to just do it.
You don't need to take a photo op every time you load a piece of food into this person's car.
Right. Because, I mean, you know, people are going to see that. It's not like that wouldn't get out there eventually anyways.
Yeah.
Like that, you're going to get noticed for it because, I mean, you're a popular person.
Again, it comes back to that whole concept in Christianity of like, hey, you know what? You got to let your light shine. And when your light shines, people will notice.
And they'll get out
there. It's not like you're going out there doing stuff and people can be like, who is that feisty little girl over there doing things? Right. I'm going to get called out because I called her feisty little girl.
Oh, no.
No,
oh,
I called her a little girl. How dare I call her that?
Dangerous.
I know. So you got all that going on, and now, you know, obviously power's coming back, and they said there's still going to be some minor blackouts, blackouts as they fix the grid and everything. But those who potentially didn't lose power, you know, during this thing, they're accusing, and I guess you could accuse rightfully so, the electric company of just gouging them for the electricity they did get. There's one person, this is the article. His light stayed on during the Texas storm. He now owes $16,752 for electricity.
Huh?
Yep.
Just because his power didn't go out?
So they raised the price on him while the power was still going. So, you know, because he was still getting it, so his boom, price went up. And so,
can you do that?
Apparently they can. So Cruz is actually working to reduce and eliminate this gouging, this overcharging gouging, because holy crap, that's just
outrageous.
That is outrageous. And this company should feel bad for doing that.
Yeah.
But yet, nope. Here we go.
Wait, could they not shut his power down if they wanted to?
Oh, they could have.
So why didn't they do that? Because they probably hope to make the money off of them?
Yeah. So.
That's so... greedy people.
Yeah. So, like, there's other people posting, like, hey, I owe $5,000 for that time and my electricity was still on. So the reason is that down in Texas, they have what's called a variable rate plan. So... you know, when energy's in high demand and you're using it, you pay more. But when energy's in low demand, you're using it, you pay less. Well, because the energy was in high demand, obviously, no one had it.
Skyrockets.
It just skyrocketed. And so, like, one person who used, you know, 18 days worth of electricity for his house, like this person here, he posted his bill. It was $5,600, and our person was more. You know, it was up to $9 per kilowatt hour, which is really expensive. I know you've probably never paid an electric bill in your life, so.
Nope. I have not.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that gets to be really expensive really fast. And like he said, he's like, he had his heat set to 60, no laundry, no running dishwasher, no stove or onion.
Oven?
No stove or oven cooking.
Someone's hungry.
He only used an air fryer, lights off during the day, candles at night most of the time. TV was just on a little bit.
And that
was still the $5,600.
Gosh, I don't want to know how much it would have cost to run this house for that time.
You would have probably been one of the people with that $16,000 bill.
Easily. Oh, very easily. Knowing that these speakers around me pretty much never have turned off for a while. Computer's always pretty much running. There's always some lights that are like pretty much always on. At least upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess the normal use throughout the day. I mean, yeah, it would be real expensive.
Yeah, and so that's what these people are finding out down in Texas who are now, you know, they survived through this, and now all of a sudden,
so, you're getting attacked with prices.
You know how you said, you know, like you looked at some of the pictures and you're like, oh, it doesn't look like a ton of snow.
Yeah.
Like this one picture I'm looking at, I could still see the green in the grass.
Yeah, it's not a lot of snow.
You know, it's, again, not a lot for us, but for them. Like this one person I have a picture of, he shoveled most of his yard to get enough snow to build a snowman. And he looks like he's about, you know, 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
And it goes up to just under his chin. And it's not that thick of a snowman. It's kind of a thin snowman. But it's like, wow, that's really not that much snow. And it's, okay, as a northerner, I can say it's funny. Watching them, they're like posting this photo of their parking garage and, oh no, there's a light dusting of snow on the top of their cars and you can still see the car paint through the snow.
Oh.
And, oh no.
Right.
But again, as we've talked about,
they're not used to this.
I mean, this is also causing other problems. So it's causing, there's actually been like a rise of carbon monoxide poisonings. Because their heaters aren't used to operating under this load.
Oh.
And so they're running so hot and so it's so fast, and they're not built for that extreme of cold. Now, when I say extreme cold, we're talking single digits.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking like what we had here, like, what was it, last
negatives.
Week?
Negatives.
Like the wind chill of negative 30, negative 40 at points.
Yeah, we got cold last
week. You know, we're not even talking that cold. We're talking single digits, like. 5 degrees, 6 degrees,
which above is what zero. We get every year.
Yeah, but their homes aren't built for that, and so their heaters are just going crazy. And they actually showed the picture of some like of the pipes for the heaters, just like they were yellowing because so much heat and they're running so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, you know, if it's running like that, they're like, that could actually be a problem. Where that could be a sign that carbon monoxide is getting into the house as well.
That's dangerous.
Oh yeah.
Very dangerous.
Carbon monoxide, silent killer.
Killer. Mm-hmm. Which I wonder, I imagine that would contribute to some deaths then too.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
I do and I don't want to see the breakdown of the deaths, but I do know like there have been people who have literally like tried to cuddle together at night to stay warm and just died and froze to death.
That's sad. I guess I never would have thought that they would be built so much different than houses up here.
Well, they don't have stuff like basements and that, even.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, they don't have, well, which aren't basements generally cold? But at this time, they'd probably stay warmer at this point.
Yeah.
If it gets that bad.
So, you know, because up here, we don't have to worry about stuff like hurricanes and that.
No.
So yeah, you don't have to worry about that potential flooding, which would be a disaster if your basement got flooded.
I had a dream about that last night.
Oh, look at that. It's
kind of funny. I left the chimney, like, open, and I honestly don't know if this would happen in real life, but, like, we had just a nasty downpour of rain. And I came downstairs and it was starting to flood down here because water was coming through the chimney. I was like, no, because all of my music stuff is right here. But like, I guess, yeah, like as far as like for like the heaters and stuff like that, like, I mean, yeah, I guess there's different models and different.
Mm-hmm. You don't need as powerful of a thing down there.
Because that would help on costs of stuff if you don't have to get something that's so intense.
So, you know how I said before the death toll was 69, right? Yeah. That death toll may rise.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is now that, again, the difference between Wisconsin and Texas in this regard, you know, us, we get winter and it's like, oh, okay, cool, whatever.
Right.
Down there, their hospitals don't have clean water right now.
Ooh.
Because of this storm.
Oh.
So, you know, hospitals, it's kind of important that everything, oh, I don't know, clean, you know.
Right.
So it's just like, well, congratulations. You guys may not like this next thing coming. Yeah. Because if hospitals can't get clean water between COVID and everything else, they're not going to be able to keep that.
Gosh, yeah. That's the thing, man, to add all of that on top of it. Ugh. I don't know how they were getting water. But I mean, yeah, you'd see for like grocery stores and stuff like that, having like drive through things. And that's probably where you saw
there were
like
a lot
AMC
of
helping out deliver food.
Well, there was also a lot of grocery stores that literally have empty shelves right now.
Oh, yeah, they got
there's a shortage on food. There was a run on food. There were some grocery stores like where people were in there shopping, you know, when the storm was starting to hit, and then they lost power before everyone could check out. And they essentially said, you know what? We're not going to keep you from feeding yourselves. Then they said, just take the food and go.
So that's that.
And, you know, and they said, we would appreciate if you came back and, you know, paid later.
Something. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they just said, go.
Take food.
Not, obviously, not every store did that, you know, probably. No. But there are some stores that are like, hey, we're not going to keep you from being fed. Which just go and.
Mad respect for the people that did that, that allowed people to take food like that. Because that. I don't know. Obviously, that goes to show that they value the people's lives more than they do the business at that moment, which I think is really cool. What was it? Was it somebody? There's a mattress store owner or whatever that opened up his building for people to come in and sleep if they didn't have somewhere to sleep or something like that.
Okay.
And they had like food set up on tables for them to eat while they have food or whatever. Oh, just little things like that. It's cool to see how business owners can help the community.
Yeah, and there were other people, and this is what gives me hope about, some hope for
humanity.
For humanity.
Yeah.
Like, there was one person who's like, hey, I just called up this pizza place. I paid for, I think it was like 150 pizzas or something like that. He's like, if you can get there, he's like, just go there, mention that you're picking up a pizza for this. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's already paid for. Just
take a pizza.
Just take a pizza.
That's so cool.
And I was like, oh, cool. You know, getting back to the water thing, you know how desperate they are for water at some hospitals?
Uh-oh.
It said that workers stood outside to collect rainwater because they couldn't get clean water. So they had to stand outside to do
collecting.
That. Others stood in line at a running tap in a park.
Yep.
In about the furniture store, you're talking about that. Yeah, they mentioned that here. A mother of three took her children to shelter in a furniture store after she could see her breath forming in the family's trailer.
I can't imagine being in a trailer.
Oh, it sucked. I did that in North Carolina when a snowstorm hit. Cold.
Yeah.
University professors fundraised so their students could afford meals. Yeah.
That's so intense. How, I mean, because I know obviously the main focus has been Texas, but like, what about the state? Wow, what about the states like around it?
Texas took the brunt of it.
Brunt, yeah.
To be fair, okay, before the storm hit, Houston's chief elected official warned her constituents to prepare as though they were preparing for a major hurricane.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of them actually saw, hey, something's coming. You better get ready and prepared for this and how you're going to do this. And then, you know, some took the heat and some prepared and some didn't prepare enough. But to be fair, when you lose power in the middle of winter and everything runs on electricity.
Kind of screwed.
Yeah, you're very much There's screwed. Almost,
yeah, you can only do so much.
So I was like, I get it. But it's going to be interesting to watch what the ramifications and the impact are in Texas because of this.
Right.
And it's going to be interesting to see if there's any ramifications and or political changes because of this either. We'll see what happens with Cruz, AOC. Yeah. I have a feeling AOC is getting ready to run for president at some point.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, she will be the next chosen one.
That'd be lovely.
Hey. When she tells you that Ted Cruz threatened her life, you better believe her. You remember that, right?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's...
But hey, at least she can put aside her feelings and go down and hand out food for a photo opportunity down in Cruz's state.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, you don't get a photo opportunity? Never mind, I'm going home.
Yeah, I don't want to. I do love how she had that photo op outside of an abandoned parking lot. Thinking she was doing for the
for the what she called the children in cages thing.
Cages, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That should be Sobes. Hopefully. No, I'm sure she was actually in Texas doing actual good work.
Oh, actually, someone did confirm she was in Texas. Because yes, otherwise, yes, good. I'd be like, oh, she's just at home loading someone else's car with food and water.
You can't use the northern states at your advantage because there's always snow here.
Oh, in the picture I saw,
yeah,
there was no snow.
Oh, was there no snow? Oh, okay.
No, there was no snow.
Wow.
So, I mean, down in Texas, and it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination,
no.
Temperature-wise, but it's definitely, how do you put it? Definitely not frigid as it was.
No, which is good. Yeah. Oh, man.
What?
I'm trying to pop my kneecap.
Why?
Because it's like at that verge where it needs to pop, but it won't pop. I hate that. But.
Yeah, so in Texas today, it's 66 degrees.
Wow. I thought it was warm here today.
Yeah, I know.
And right now, it is 33 degrees.
You know what's going to be on Tuesday?
Potentially. Was it going to possibly hit like 40?
Well, down in Texas, it'll be 73.
Wow.
They'll be like, oh, but now we need our ACs. Oh.
Right after that, for real. Oh, man.
Then they'll just go, wait, remember the snow and the ice. Leave the ACs off.
Leave it off, right. Oh, man. Yeah, I cannot wait for 60s again. Not that it's going to change much in my apparel, but I guess I won't wear a jacket. But, see, I mean, that's one good thing about being a Wisconsinite, I suppose. Got houses built for some pretty crazy temperatures.
Yeah, but at the same time, if a hurricane went off the path and hit us, we'd be like, what are we doing now?
Yeah, what's the plan?
You're like, help. I'm drowning. Right. And Texas would be like, oh, you simple people. We know how to do this. And then the memes will be flipped around on us. Because right now there's all these memes about Texans and Texas and the little inch of snow. And then all of a sudden.
I feel bad about that. Like,
do you?
I don't know. Part of me feels bad. Well, I guess just knowing that like there's deaths involved because of the cold.
Fair enough.
But like, I mean. Before this happened, I mean, yeah, there's definitely, what was it? There was a thing in, I think it was Hawaii, where like, oh yeah, we're trying to bear the cold and stuff like that. People aren't going out and swimming and we've got people wearing jackets because it's 60 degrees down here. I'm like, oh.
I know.
Oh.
60 is wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, yeah, I definitely, it's great. It's good to have the jokes there. But I guess in this current situation, maybe take it easy with some of them. Because I'm sure some of those memes can be very rough.
Yeah, and they're looking now to upgrade their electric grid to handle winter weather down in Texas.
Yeah.
They're estimating that's going to be in the billions of dollars to do that upgrade.
See how much, because then to do the upgrade, yeah, it's going to be very expensive. But what about maintaining that upgrade?
Maintaining it isn't so much the issue as.
Well, no, but I'm just like compared to what they have now, is it, how much more of a cost is it going to be?
Depends on what that upgrade is.
Right.
So that's the thing. They got to do that upgrade first, and they got to do the research, and they got to do. Essentially, they're going to have to replicate one of these northern power grids that we have up here down there.
Put it down there.
You know, so how much does it cost We Energy to maintain their thing? You tell me that, and I can tell you how much it's going to cost Texas. Right. And if you know that, I would be shocked.
No, I don't know that.
Of course. Exactly. My point exactly. Yeah. And they don't know that either. They just know they got to winterize this. They got to do this thing. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we got to figure out. Because
they have to budget for that then too, obviously.
Well, yeah, obviously. But the thing is, right now, it's not just power that's now caused. It's the drinking water, like I said.
Right, yeah.
You know, you don't have
drink. An essential.
I mean, how many days could you go without food before you die?
I know it's at least a week. It's it's. I want to say a couple weeks, but it's only like 3 days without water or something. 3 days without any water.
You are correct. 3 days without water, yeah. 3 weeks without food.
3 weeks, okay.
3 weeks. So, I mean, that is... you know, that's not that... You know, 3 days, you're like, oh, that's a lot, but... No, because you're getting weaker through that time. It gets harder to do things. No, and you're always like, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. Although it does says a starving person is less sensitive to thirst. So sometimes people will die of dehydration even though they don't feel thirsty.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. And that's a dangerous thing when you're doing that, because before unconsciousness occurs, your kidneys will shut down.
Mm.
So you'll stop feeling the need to urinate, and then if you do, you'll have a burning sensation in your bladder, and yeah. Your skin becomes dry and cracked. You get a dry, raspy cough. Even though you won't be off fluids, it won't prevent vomiting.
It won't?
Nope. So there'll be an increase in the acidity of the stomach, which will produce dry heaves. And when you vomit, it'll just be that acid. And it'll be very acidic, so it'll burn the entire way up. Your blood will thicken, increasing your heart rate.
Oh, my God.
You'll get a swollen tongue. Your eyes and your brain shrink. As your brain shrinks, the membrane or Menges pulls away from the bones of the skull, potentially tearing, which will give you a horrible headache.
Oh my gosh.
Dehydration then leads to hallucinations, seizures, and a coma. Death will result from either liver failure, kidney failure, or cardiac arrest. Three days.
I never thought that would be that horrific.
Yeah. Most of your body is made of water. Water is everything in your body.
Yeah.
So you have a loss of water completely, your body's going to shrivel up like the little raisin that it is.
We are. Gosh, but to go through all that sounds horrible.
They say the longest they've ever seen someone live without water is 18 days. However, he did lick the condensation from the walls of the prison, which allowed him to stay those 18 days. So he was put in a holding cell and they forgot about him. And so he was licking the walls for condensation to get just that little bit of water, and that's what kept him going for that long. Oh
my gosh.
So yeah, it's a dangerous thing down there when they say they have no water. You think about it, you're like, oh, no water, whatever. That's, you know.
Don't they live long? Well, wait, no, shoot.
Most of Texas is landlocked.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, never mind.
But, I mean, even those that don't, they live along the ocean, which, well, that's salt water.
Salt water, yeah.
And the snow, well, there's not enough snow to produce what they need, the water that they need.
Right.
And so, and thankfully politicians are getting, like, millions of bottles of water sent over to Texas. You know, people are sitting in line and sharing the water that they do have and that. But, yeah. It is dangerous down there.
Well, yeah. I guess I'm glad I didn't even think about, like, the rest of the country could literally just fly them in some water.
Yeah.
Which is
We have great. This thing called bottled waters,
mm-hmm.
which we are sending down.
Yeah, which is great.
So that's what I said.
That'd be horrible. Like, oh, well, you guys are on your own. Have fun.
There is a thing, like I said, you know, where it's like, okay, humanity is somewhat restored by looking at this, but at the same time, then you have people who are just exploiting it for photo ops. And
hey, look, I'm helping out. Yeah, I'm doing such good.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad, because nobody else thought about doing that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Nobody else did. I think you're right. She's on that
one. Aaron that cared. Yeah.
Aaron, I think you're correct on that.
What? This is like a first time. We got to celebrate.
Yeah, we do.